You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 18th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. Sweet Nell of Old Drury opened at Broadway's 48th Street Theater in 1923, boasting a trio of early 20th century theatrical icons. Alfred Lunt starred as Charles II, and Laurette Taylor played his mistress, Nell Gwynn. Lynn Fontanne was also in the cast. Among the Great Temptations, in 1926, were Jack Benny, Hazel Dawn, and Billy Van. The review of comic monologues and show parodies ran for 6 months at the Winter Garden. The Me Nobody Knows, based on Stephen M. Joseph's book of the writings of inner-city children, was adapted and staged by Robert H. Livingston at Off-Broadway's Orpheum Theater in 1970. Will Holt and Gary William Friedman provided the songs, and it transferred to Broadway on December 18th of that year. Carol Churchill's gender-bending race reversal play, Cloud Nine, opened at the Théâtre de Lys off-Broadway in 1981. Jeffrey Jones and Concetta Tomei starred under the direction of Tommy Toon. The world premiere of Alan Menken and Tim Rice's King David opened at the newly restored New Amsterdam Theater in 1997. Featuring a chorus of 40 and an orchestra of 60, the production starred Roger Bart, Stephen Bogardus, Judy Kuhn, Alice Ripley, and Marcus Lovett. The Laramie Project opened in 2000 at the Union Square Theater off-Broadway. The play, based on research and on-site interviews by Moises Kaufman's Tectonic Theater Project, focused on the aftermath of the 1998 beating and death of gay college student Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming. It ran 126 performances. In 2003, Les Miserables passed into the history books when the musical played its 6,680th and final Broadway performance after 16 years. It was, for a time, the second longest-running show in Broadway history. It would return to Broadway just a few years later. In 2014, the world premiere of Nikki Silver's Too Much Sun opened off-Broadway at the Vineyard Theater. Linda Lavin starred as a celebrated actor who, after unraveling while preparing for a new production of Medea, decides to spend the summer with her married daughter, played by Jennifer Westfeldt. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.